Concours Écricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 3, Stub It Out. Anyone who promised in a boozy fog of New Year righteousness to give up smoking in 2007 will have more than just their friends to egg them on. The government is keen to help too. The National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, which advises the National Health Service, has recommended time off for workers to help them quit, and says that new anti-addiction drugs should be available on the NHS. On New Year's Day, the government said it would raise the legal age for buying cigarettes from 16 to 18 in October. The biggest change is the imminent ban on smoking in public places, such as pubs and restaurants. A similar prohibition has existed in Scotland since 2006, and Northern Ireland, Wales and England will all follow suit this year. Come July, Britain's public indoor spaces will be a smoke-free zone. The law is controversial. Accusations of nanny statism and interference vie with public health worries and the government's stated goal of persuading Britons to stub out. It wants smoking rates to fall to 21% of the population by 2010, compared with 24% today. Much of the opposition has been led by pubs, which fear that smokers will be unable to endure nicotine-free drinking and will stay at home instead. A new study of the Scottish ban suggests that their worries are well-founded, at least in the short term. It found a 10% drop in sales and a 14% fall in customer numbers in the months after the ban. Happily, evidence from Ireland, which banned workplace smoking, including in pubs, in 2004, suggests the remaining customers and the bar staff are healthier as a result. Research in pubs shows that at least some smokers would rather go without their nicotine hit than huddle outside for a fag. But not all the evidence is so pleasing. The ban has cut smoking rates among older people, says Luke Clancy, the doctor and former Trinity College Dublin professor who runs ASH, an anti-smoking group. But it has had less effect on the young. Dr. Clancy offers two explanations. The ban made little impression on young teenagers because they do not work and spend less time than their older peers in pubs, restaurants, and other enclosed public spaces. Yet this is the group to target since most smokers get their habit in the early teens. And official reluctance to raise tobacco duties, widely regarded as the most effective disincentive to smoking, in the wake of the ban, compounded the problem. Combined with rapid economic growth, it has made cigarettes more affordable for young professionals too. This limited impact on the young will worry British ministers. British tobacco taxes, although high, have not risen in real terms for 6 years. Hiking them would be unpopular. Fin du texte numéro 3.